You are listening to Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Happy Friday, happy August month, and happy Women's Month to all my female and male listeners out there. If you're not based in South Africa, August is known as Women's Month. On this Sunday, which is the 9th, we celebrate Women's Day, where we celebrate all women of Africa and the world. And Monday is going to be a public holiday because the holiday falls on a Sunday. So we get Monday off as well, which is great. And I get to sleep in, which has got me so, so, so excited. I'm looking forward to sharing loads of Women's Month and Women's Day stuff with you over the next couple of weeks. And yeah, I've got a great lineup this week. So do stay tuned. It's going to be a goodie. Plus, I'm also chatting to young up-and-coming singer who I spoke to, I think, in April when he released his last song, Yatu Kraft. From The Voice, you may recognize him. He's released his second single during lockdown, which is quite impressive, I must say. It is called Washed Away. And I chat to Yatu and find out a little bit more about the song and what he has been up to in the last couple of months. But without any further ado, let us get started. I always start off with good news. You know that. Miss South Africa. Yes. The top 10 Miss South Africa finalists were announced this week. One of them will be crowned Miss South Africa 2020 on Saturday, the 24th of October, in a glamorous and entertainment-packed pageant screened live on Mnet and Mzansi Magic and streamed for an international audience. More info coming on that soon. From the top 10, the contestants represent 6 provinces. Gauteng has got 4, with 3 from Tshwane and 1 from Soweto, followed by the Eastern Cape with 2, while KwaZulu-Natal, Western Cape, Limpopo and Northwest Province each have 1 entrant. And they are an impressive group, including 2 medical doctors working on the COVID frontline, 2 full-time international models, as well as marketing, education and economics graduates, and even a food scientist. And for the first time in the history of the Miss South Africa pageant, the contestants who make the top 3 will represent the country at the world's 3 most prestigious pageants. So it used to be Miss Universe and Miss World, but there's now a brand new competition, which is called Miss Supernatural. That's supra, not supernatural, because that would involve aliens. And I don't think we've made it that far into the universe yet, but who knows? You never know. Anything is possible. After this pandemic, anything is possible. So well done to the top 10. I've listed everybody on my website because otherwise I'll be talking about Miss South Africa for too long if I had to introduce them all to you. But you can head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and go check out my post, which is called Miss SA Announces the Top 10 Finalists to Compete in October. You can go see all their names, their ages, where they're from and what they do, and photos of everybody as well. Good luck to all the ladies. I wish you all the best of luck, and I look forward to getting to know you over the next couple of months as we head toward pageant date. It's going to be an online pageant. It is the first for South Africa, first international. I think we were one of the first to announce what we were going to be doing. And all the entries were also judged online and digitally as well. So nothing was done in person. So hats off to the Miss South Africa Foundation or the Miss South Africa organization, should I say, for innovating and keeping ahead of the pack. I'm really big for innovation, and I think it's key to getting us through this current pandemic that we find ourselves in. Also innovating, and a cause that I'm going to be supporting next week. I'm really excited, and I have to share this one with you. One fundraising event that's really easy to support, well, for me anyway, seeing as I work from home and I'm always in my slippers, Reach for Dreams Slipper Week is going to be running from the 10th to the 16th of August. Slipper Day, which is Reach for Dreams' largest annual fundraising campaign, has obviously been postponed due to the lockdown. And this means that many kids who are suffering from life-threatening illnesses are waiting for their dreams to be fulfilled. But dreams can't be locked down, though. And that's why they've partnered with Wimpy to bring you Slipper Week, which will run from 10th to 16th August. And let's make some dreams come true. I think that is an absolutely great initiative. New slippers are an absolute essential, seeing as it's still a little chilly here in South Africa, and you can actually purchase your slippers online from reachforadream.org.za as well. But now here's where it gets exciting, because you can win with Wimpy. So Wimpy are going to be running a slipper selfie competition on social media during Slipper Week, And the best entry will win a Wimpy voucher. So be sure to keep an eye out on social pages. What you need to do is share a picture of yourself in your slippers on social media. Tag at Reach for a Dream and at WimpySA using the hashtag Slipper Selfie and also hashtag Better Moments Together. And of course, if you don't want to do a slipper selfie, you just want to donate to Reach for a Dream, you can do that as well. wimpy.co.za/reach-for-a-dream. If you need some inspiration, head on over to my website, click on the Reach for a Dream post. You'll see Maps Mapignani rocking a really cool pair of monkey emoji, you know, that little shock monkey with his hands over his mouth, monkey emoji slippers, looking really cool and enjoying his wimpy moment. I'm going to be posting about my slippers soon as well, so do get involved if you want. And even if it's just 50 Rand or 100 Rand, you can donate to Reach for a Dream and help make some kids' dreams come true during and after lockdown. Now, South Africa's top female artists are continuing to light up the stage this Women's Month, and Spotify shines a spotlight on the female voices that local audiences cannot seem to get enough of. They have put together their current list of South African female artists and the tracks that have been most streamed by local audiences, and showcases the diversity of South Africa's music culture, with female artists representing Afrikaans, pop, soul, amapiano, and R&B genres amongst the favorites. If you want to find out what the top 10 most streamed female artists in South Africa are, head on over to my website and click on the Spotify post. Go check that out. And yeah, support local music. Really, really important. Our artists need you right now. So if you're on Spotify and you wanted to download some great tracks, you can go and check them out there. Amy Faku, Demi Lee Moore, Janita Du Plessis, Amanda Black, Shekinah, Lady Zamar. Go and support your favorite artists. Download their music. They need to make money as much as we all do during this time. So support local. Now, speaking of supporting local, I mentioned earlier that I got to catch up with the powerhouse vocal talent that is Yatu Kraft. He's been singing for ages. He's been on The Voice. He's been on the Born to Perform stage. This boy is going places, I can tell you that much. I chatted to him, I think it was in April. The days are starting to blur together when he released his debut single, Ugly. He's only 19 years old, and he's released his second single during lockdown. It is called Washed Away. I'm going to be playing a bit of it for you later. He released it last week. Have a little listen as I catch up with Yatu Kraft.
My song came out exactly a week ago, on Friday the 31st, and it's called Washed Away. It's way different than my first single. It's an introspective ballad, as we like to explain it. Introspective is correct, yes. Ballad, and it's very visual, the song itself in the lyrics and how it was written. The incredible songwriter Bruce Roseanne Katz wrote the song for me all the way back in 2016. So it's definitely a different one for me. I'm used to writing my own music. But when I got this song, I just could not pass up the opportunity to sing it.
And what is the song all about? Share a little bit more about being washed away and what that means for you.
So it's actually very interesting, because with the song, I want everyone to make their own conclusions what the song means to them, as what it has meant to me all the way back in 2016 and what it means to me now is way, way different. And my interpretation of it now is more based on gender in today's society and in the community today, and the LGBTQIA community, and how we are moving forward with our gender identities, but unfortunately some people are still either masculine or feminine, and that's been a massive fight for me. And now I can just be myself. I can just combine both of those, and all of that pain has been washed away. But I know other interpretations of it are like personal struggles going through that. I've heard interpretations of love affairs, relationships, even as far as abuse, unfortunately. So there are so many interpretations of the song, which is the key of a good song.
I'll play a snippet a little bit later, but yes, I think we're all facing things in different ways right now. So I quite like that you can interpret it however you feel.
Definitely.
So now, it's got a bit of a James Bond kind of theme to it, or sort of inspired feel to it. Tell us why James Bond, and why James Bond is so important to you.
So it's actually really interesting, because people are going to hate me for saying this, but I've never seen a single James Bond movie in my entire life. Yeah, and now I have a whole James Bond song. But I always just remember whenever the James Bond, the new movie comes out, everyone is freaking out and buzzing over the new James Bond song. And it's either that or who the new Bond girl is. That's always the two things that you read in the headlines, is the new Bond song and the new headline. So since I was small, I used to listen to all of the James Bond songs and lip sync to them in the mirror in my little feather boa and the one pair of heels that my mom owned. But since I was little, I've always wanted to be the youngest person to ever have an official James Bond song. And I got beaten to the punch about that one by Billie Eilish, whose song is incredible. But hopefully, maybe one day I can be the James Bond song. Who knows?
Who knows? And never say never. And seeing as we stuck in lockdown, this would be a good time to do like a James Bond marathon, like starting in the 60s or whatever and working your way through.
I think I should do that. definitely, especially with the song coming out now.
So you have to, obviously, being an artist, being in the performance industry, as you know, on Wednesday this week past, we supported Light SA Red, which encouraged people in the entertainment industry to light up buildings, wear red clothing, just share about the plight of South African artists and people in the performance industry who've not had work for 5 months. What is your take on that? How did you participate? And what are your feelings around where we currently sit in this industry?
It's such an incredible campaign. First of all, let me start by saying that this campaign is so incredibly important. And seeing how many people use the hashtag and use their platforms to speak out about it was so heartwarming, to see that the community can come together as artists to really support this incredible campaign. I got involved by using the hashtag myself, sharing it on my platforms. I was wearing red on Wednesday, so I got as involved as I could have as an artist in the industry. But I really think that campaign, I hope we don't stop it, and I hope it carries on again and again and again, because it's extremely important.
And that it reaches the right ears as well.
Definitely. It's just such an incredible campaign. That's basically all I can say about it. It's honestly life-changing.
And if people want to connect with you on social media, do you give us your handles quickly?
Yes, you can find me on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Pinterest, if you really want to. You can just Google my name, Yahtu Kraft. That's YAHTOKRAFT on all social media platforms.
Yahtu Kraft Washed Away is now available on all your favorite digital platforms. Have a listen to this incredible voice. The power that is Yahtu Kraft. As I said earlier, please support local artists. They need you now. This is their only livelihood. They cannot gig. They cannot perform. The only way that they can make money is through digital downloads. So I'm really encouraging all South Africans and my international listeners to support local South African music. Right. Now, keeping with local South African things, one of my favorite places, Capsicum Culinary Studio, have tasked their chef lecturers with coming up with incredible recipes that we can all make at home. I've been sharing one a week, and this week I'm sharing pancakes. Pancakes have such good memories for me. It's like a winter food. It's like when I was a kid, we used to watch Wimbledon on the TV, like, you know, sort of like June, July, school holidays, and my sisters used to make pancakes, and we used to have them with different toppings. And this recipe just really, really brought that back. So I'm so excited to share. And this pancakes are so easy to make, and you can have them savory, you can have them sweet, you can make them now and eat them later. Really, really versatile. Their chef, Bernice Warner, from the school's PE campus, has shared her favorite pancake recipe with us. And it is gourmet pancakes with brandied berries. Yum, yum. So please go and check that out. There's a pastry cream filling. There's the recipe for the brandied berries. Everything is there. And as I always say, get the family involved. Make them, eat them, have fun. Why not? What else is there to do during lockdown? And I say that every single week. These look delicious. Please head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and click on the tasty pancake recipe from Capsicum Studio and enjoy Chef Melinda Warner's delicious brandied berry pancakes. Yum, yum, yum. I'm getting hungry again. Now, on the 12th of August is a very special day. With the world's eyes on the mysterious deaths of hundreds of elephants in Botswana in May this year, World Elephant Day, which is taking place on the 12th of August, is an opportunity to raise awareness across the globe around the preservation and the protection of these gentle giants who are almost extinct, actually. And while elephant numbers are burgeoning in protected conservation areas in South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Botswana, relic populations, so the free roaming wild elephants of the sub-Saharan Africa, are almost extinct. So in a couple of years' time, the only way we're going to be able to see elephants is if we go to conservation areas or to game farms. The free roaming elephants are really, really dwindling in numbers. So in support of the peaceful cohabitation of elephants and humans, Balance, the caring range of South African wines with its trusty mascot, whose name is Hank, the elephant who balances on the little chair, is committed to the preservation of these declining populations. For every bottle of Balance sold, obviously for delivery post-alcohol ban in South Africa, a contribution is going to be made to the Elephant Human Relations Aid Peace Project, an educational initiative that promotes the amicable coexistence of local communities with desert-adapted elephants in Southern Africa. Find out more on my website. They've even developed a little game that kids can play on their phones, so something fun for the kids to do, and to create awareness around elephants and why we need to save them. You can also find out more on the EHRA website, so that's desertelephant.org, or of course everything that I speak about on the show is available on my website as well, heatherhook.com. Now let's finish off with a competition. It's not a competition that I'm running, but it's a competition that Soviet Denim are running. And if you follow me on social media or you listen to, you know, whatever I'm talking about, wherever I'm on Twitter or Instagram, I'm usually sharing about my Soviet Denim jeans, my Soviet Denim trainers, my bags. I wear a lot of their products. I really love they're affordable, they're funky, but not like too young. I mean, I'm in my early 40s, so I don't want to feel like a teenager. But I do also still want to be cool and you know, wear cool clothing. So I really love Soviet Denim's range. So if you want to win this Women's Day, Soviet Denim have got a pair of ladies tackies and a ladies backpack to give away to one lucky winner. So what you need to do is you need to head on over to my Instagram, which is the Heather Hook. You need to follow me. You need to follow Soviet Denim on Instagram. They are at Soviet Denim. And then you need to tag three of your friends on my Instagram post, commenting on the post, tagging your friends, why you want to win, and it could be you. The competition is running until the 9th of August. That's this Sunday. It'll close at midnight on the 9th of August. Entries received before or after, well, once they've closed, so should I say after these dates, will not be considered. So running until 9th of August. Do make sure to enter. And what's even more exciting, if you don't want to enter, but you do just want to shop Soviet, you can do that online. And they are offering to ship to you for free on orders over 600 Rand made on their website, sovietdenim.co.za. Go. Do it. Go shop. Buy the lady in your life something beautiful and spoil her a little bit, be it a new pair of trainers or a bag. I mean, who doesn't need spoiling at this time, I must say. I'm starting to lose track of how many days we've been in lockdown. I'm starting to wonder if I might be going crazy. I think everyone's feeling the same. So spoil your lady. The trainers that I'm actually wearing, if you head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, and click on the post, the trainers that I'm wearing are really funky. They're like a rose gold, and they retail for $3.99, which is not bad at all. And they are super comfy. They're like elasticated and super comfy. I'm going to be wearing these to all the music festivals that I go to in the foreseeable future. Who knows when that will be, but in the foreseeable future. So you can win with Soviet Denim and me on my Instagram at the Heather Hook. That is it from me for this week. I, of course, will be back with you again next week, Friday. I hope that you have an incredible Women's Day long weekend and treat the lady in your life. Spoil her. If you're like me, single, treat yourself. Why not? I'm going to be doing some baking this weekend. I think I may need to do the banana bread. Everybody's done banana bread during lockdown except me, and I'm craving comfort food. So pancakes and banana bread are on the list for me this weekend. Have a great one, and I'll be back with you again next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.